Blog Talk Radio.
Fantasy football freaks and geeks and football novelists, welcome to season 1, episode 19 of the Inside Fantasy Football Podcast. And I am your host, The Guru. And this week we are looking at week 10 waiver wire gold. Before we get started, we're going to hit on some of the top news stories real quick. The first one, probably the biggest one, is the New Orleans Saints have signed wide receiver Dez Bryant to a one-year contract as of today. That's really the biggest news, except Amir Abdullah was released by the Saints, or excuse me, by the Lions. I'm trying to read too much stuff right here, folks. Going over some stuff, looking at the injury reports real quick. Josh Allen was limited in Wednesday's practice and has not been ruled out for Sunday's game against the Jets. However, a hint about Allen's status came when he was out of his practice jersey and in a hoodie for his post-practice news conference. They say it looks like Nathan Peterman will start and Allen returns after the bye week. Kenny Stills is limited with a groin injury. Wide receiver Jakeem Grant was limited with Achilles tendon. Watch these you get towards. Rob Gronkowski of the Patriots remains on injury reports with back ankle. He's considered questionable. The Patriots will be wise, as reported by ESPN, will be wise to arrest him for a second straight week, followed by the bye next week. The hope getting him in a best place to make impact in the final six regular season games. Whoever has Sam Darnold is listed day-to-day with a strained foot, and according to the Jets, the expectation is that Josh McCown will start on Sunday as Darnold was wearing a walking boot. And with the bye week next week, the Jets are leaning towards sitting Darnold, giving him a two-week break before determining his status for week 12 against the Patriots. Another big injury is A.J. Green is expected to be out at least two games with his foot injury. Now, this what I heard, that he's going to be out for 2 weeks, and then they're going to reevaluate the injury and see if they need to go further. Now, this is a downgrade for the whole Cincinnati offense, because no other wide receiver besides Green or Boyd has stepped up. So the wide receivers on the Cincinnati's roster are Alex Erickson, John Ross, Cody Core, or Josh Malone need to step up, especially John Ross and John Malone. Now, if you have IDBs, Denzel Ward left the Chiefs game with a hip injury and missed Wednesday's practice. If he is any way limited to this Sunday's game, he will be matched up against Julio Jones, so that's a situation to be mindful of. I'll be honest, folks, I would put him on my bench and pick up or put somebody else. Kiki QT is still limited. Let's a little more. Cornerback AJ Boye of Jacksonville Jaguars said that he is not going to play against the Colts because of a calf injury that kept him out of Jacksonville's previous game. Tennessee Titans wide receiver Tajae Sharp tweaked something in his lower right leg during pregame warmups, but he really hasn't. I'm only looking at nobody on the Titans defense. Or, excuse me, Titans offense. Running back Royce Freeman of the Broncos are on track to run the practice after the bye week and should play November the 18th against the Chargers. Sammy Watkins didn't practice Wednesday because of an injured foot, and they'll probably see him this week as they are going to be playing Arizona. Dallas Cowboys IDP Sean Lee looks like he's going to be missing a big part of the second half season with a hamstring strain that he suffered against Tennessee. That's going to be a big loss for them. They really couldn't afford any more losses. Eagles just add back more to the running back by committee in Philadelphia. Darren Sproles is back. He is expected to resume punt return duties and will ease back into the running back rotation. Washington Redskins' Chris Thompson wasn't on the field. He probably won't play in Week 10. They'll probably give him another week off. Chicago Bears head coach Matt Nagy said that Khalil Mack and wide receiver Allen Robinson and tight end Adam Shaheen are all expected to practice as Chicago prepares to host for the Detroit Lions. They really need them as they start three straight games against NFC North opponents. A Detroit Lions running back Kerryon Johnson was limited to practice, but there seems to be little concern. Expect him to play on Sunday. The Vikings is on bye this week, so that comes good for Stephon Diggs, Andrew Sandejo, Anthony Barr. Looking at the rest of them, they ain't really much. That's all the injury reports for as of right now. But we're going to take a quick break and get into our Week 10 waiver wire goals. We will be back after this quick break. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everyone. I was looking at our chat board. If you have any questions for your fantasy football team this coming week, our callback number is 929-477-1273. Or you can hit us on our chat board, like Ron from Arizona. He said, Le'Veon Bell, what's the status? I'm concerned Le'Veon Bell is not on my fantasy roster. I do not care if he plays another snap this year. To me, it's just another nothing burger. As he was seen supposedly to be in Pittsburgh, the Steelers are saying they have not had no contact with him. So if you have James Conner, keep playing him. Just monitor the situation, have a backup Le'Veon Bell does come in. He will surely take some snaps away from James Conner. So we're still in that wait-and-see mode. But getting to our waiver wire options, and what I consider is waiver wire gold is players that are less than 40% owned in leagues. I consider that waiver wire gold. So we get started with the quarterbacks. And this is one still amazing. I have been speaking about him for the past week. But Baker Mayfield, Cleveland Browns quarterback, 38% owned. Now, I know yet his breakout game is yet to happen, but his numbers in the last 3 weeks has been good. So I don't know why people has not picked up Baker Mayfield and streaming him. Eli Manning, 15% on. Yes, I know the Giants offense is not that good, but he's a good string play. Nick Mullins had a great game against 3% on. He had a great game against the Raiders. Now, I know the Raiders' defense is atrocious, but Nick Mullins looked like an NFL quarterback who had been there, done that. He looked like he had been in the league for several years. Switching to running backs, I know I said 40% or less, but with the change of coaching staff, the head coach and offensive coordinator, Duke Johnson finally came alive this week. He finally came alive, so that's what we needed. Giving the folks a... There we go. I was scrolling and it just kept on scrolling on me. Mike Davis, I forgot to mention, with Chris Carson's hip injury flared up in the second quarter against the Chargers, Mike Davis is a must own. He would serve as a Duke Johnson light. And he will take over as the number one back while Carson is dealing with that hip injury. Jamal Williams, Green Bay Packers. The backfield may belong to Aaron Jones, but Williams is still in the mix with Ty Montgomery gone. That's basically probably be a 60-40 split. Elijah McGuire, he returned from injury. He made his debut in week 9, totaling 6-7 yards on 10 touches. That's better than it sounds, considering how ineffective the Jets were in all other aspects of the game. Bilal Powell isn't coming back, and Isaiah Correll won't be involved in the passing game, so McGuire will still have a low flex in value. He's a perfect fill-in, and the flex is coming towards the end of the bye weeks. Wide receivers. It's another guy. This is the second week in a row I've talked about him. Marquez Valdez Scantling, 37% on. He's already making a name for himself as the rookie wide receiver to own in Green Bay. And now with a season-ending injury to Geronimo Allison, it puts him right in the wide receiver three flex on a weekly basis. And coming off a 100-yard performance for the second time in three games, Scantling is going to be picked up in a ton of leagues. So if you haven't had a chance to come, and he is available in your league, grab him. Tre'Quan Smith, yes, I know the signing of Dez Bryant, it is going to take some receptions away from Tre'Quan Smith.
Ooh.
Excuse me there, folks, long week at work, but maybe, but it won't be this week. Tre'Quan's a good fill-in with the injury, season-ending injury to Tegan. This week would be a good week to get him. Another one, Christian Kirk. I don't know why he is not on. He is Josh Rosen's favorite target. He is becoming a true number one for the Cardinals. And in week 10, Kirk has a good chance to see plentiful target as the Cards will surely be paying catch up to the Chiefs. Alan Humphreys come out of nowhere last week against the Panthers. He's caught 8 passes for 82 yards and 2 touchdowns. Only reason to pick him up is in deep 16 stash leagues. Excuse me there. Tight ends. Jack Doyle returned from injury last week, and he saw 7 targets in his first game. And then had another week to rest bye week. Doyle was a highly drafted tight end who was forgotten because of his temporary absence. And he showed to coexist just fine with Eric Ebron. But with Doyle return, Ebron has dropped down, so it'll be good to pick up Jack Doyle. CJ Uzma, Cincinnati Bengals. But it is hard to imagine a tight end having a better schedule than Uzma recent stretch. And this week he's got the Saints, who are fresh off of allowing in their last game 35 points and 391 passing yards. If Gerald Everett and Tyler Higbee can combine for 88 yards, Uzma should be in line for a good output. He is a good fill-in, and if your tight end is on bye this week, good plug and play. Sorry about that, folks. Jeff Herman, Denver Broncos. I know I probably butchered that last name. But 10 catches on 83 yards and 1 touchdown. He was an unexpected beneficiary of the Demaryius Thomas trade. Herman is a solid backup if you need him. And if you have a stash spot, I'd go ahead and grab him since the Broncos are on bye week this week. good time to grab before next week. Jordan Thomas, Houston Texans. All he does is catch touchdowns. This rookie has 3 scores in the last 2 games since taking over for an injured Ryan Griffin as the starter. Of course, he has only 36 yards in those 2 games, 127 on the season. In terms of hoping for a cheap score from your tight end streamer, Thomas fits the bill perfectly. The Texans are on bye week 10, so don't bother adding him this week. Another stash if you can afford him on your bench. Now we're going to go into the defenses real quick. I got 4. Green Bay, that's my number 1 pick. They've got a great matchup this week. And it should be a solid add. Yes, I know they did give up some points against New England. But Green Bay's defense playing Miami at home. So I got a feeling Green Bay's defense is going to come out and with something to prove after New England, they shut New England down for 3 quarters in that 4th quarter. New England come back. Yes, I know it's hard to shut Brady down for 4 quarters, but it can be done. The Jets defense, and I tell you why they're one of my defense streams. They are going against Nathan Peterman. He threw 3 picks in week 9, including 1 for a pick 6. Enough said. The 49ers defense, now they are going against the New York Giants, so that's why I'm saying this. You will have to watch out for Saquon Barkley. But if you're in a pinch on a bye week, they're a good one to fill in. Well, let's look at the kickers real quick. And note, I'm just going to retouch on them real quick. What in the world? My computer is acting crazy. I'm trying to roll and stream. A week 10 streaming kickers, Graham Gano against Pittsburgh tomorrow night. Harrison Buckner, Will Lutz, Steven Doskowski, that's top 5 kickers. Probably Graham Gano is out on your waiver wire. I will grab him. Mike Bagley of the Chargers, Cody Parkley will be good pickup. Adam Venturetti going against Jacksonville. Jason Myers going against Buffalo. Kickers to avoid: Josh Lambeau of Jacksonville, Dustin Hopkins of the Redskins, and Steven Hauske of the Bills, because the Bills' offense is just terrible. He's a great kicker. He can't throw the ball. Now let's get into my favorite subject right here, IDPs, individual defensive players. I love playing the league that has IDPs. And for this week, we're going to start defensive lineman Ezekiel Ansah finally returned to the active roster after missing the previous 7 games with a nagging shoulder injury. The Lions eased him back in as he just saw 12 snaps. But he still came away with a sack. He should see a significant bump in playing time next week. Has a decent chance to be racking up his 3rd sack in as many games for the season. If he was dropped in your league due to his extended absence, he makes a solid D-line 2, D-line 3 pickup. Dante Fowler, who was traded from Jacksonville to the Rams, Although he compiled just one tackle in his debut with the team, his stock is trending up. He's going to receive a significant bump in playing time and have much more sack opportunities. Remember, he is just 24 years old. He's coming off an 8-sack season, so I consider him a high upside, low-risk player. If you need to make a splash move and are looking for a potential big points down the stretch, Fowler is a good boom-bust D-line 3 in deep leagues. Linebackers, Vander Esch, Leighton Vander Esch out of Dallas, with Sean Lee basically going to miss several games. And the second half of the season, Vander Esch is going to be picking up. Tonight, he immediately steps into an every-down role at weak side linebacker. He's a good LB1, high-end LB2. Tanner Vallejo with Christian Kirksey going on IR. He took over for him in week 9 and played every snap after that. He put up 6 tackles on 39 snaps. He's not going to set the world on fire with his box score, but he is a reliable fill-in. Nigel Bradham, Philadelphia. Bradham isn't much of a high-ceiling option, another good fill-in, but he has a high tackle floor. He's had 5 or more solo tackles in 4 straight games and is one of the very surefire every-down linebackers left in the game. And he is probably on a lot of your waiver wires. Let's go into defensive backs real quick. Rookie Justin Reed out of Houston. Injuries at cornerback have forced Kareem Jackson back to his historical cornerback role, which has allowed Reed to become a full-time starter at safety, with Zach Cunningham out with an injury at linebacker. More tackles have flowed into the secondary, which has resulted in huge box score numbers for Reed in the last 2 weeks. 5 tackles, interceptions. He's on bye this week, so he's a good one to put on your radar. Rashad Breeland, Green Bay. He made his season debut last week at cornerback and played 96 of the snaps. He had 8 tackles, 4 solos, and has been a productive fantasy cornerback in the past. So he's good to buy cheap right now. And my last one is Mike Davis of the Chargers. Davis took over for starting cornerback role from Trevor Williams and put up 8 tackles, 7 solos. Expecting to continue to throw at the rookie while he's playing opposite strong cover corner Casey Hayward. He is currently trending at a short-term CB2. Well, that was our Week 10 Waiver Wire Gold Fantasy Freaks Geeks and Fantasy Football Novice. We will be back next week at this same time, Wednesday night at 11 p.m. Good luck on the rest of the week marching towards your fantasy playoffs. This has been the Guru signing off. We will see you.